want to talk a little bit about the natural disasters that you oversaw. When you were governor, we saw historic floods, we saw drought, blizzards, ice storms, and of course the Joplin tornado. I'm just curious how you feel that took you away from things that you had intended to do, or how maybe it altered your plans.
And when I was reelected, one of the things I did in the transition for my second term was to read a history of the 54 governors who had come before me. Mm-hmm. And after reading that, it was clear to me that sometimes you find history, sometimes history finds you. You know, and these are things in which you didn't get up in the morning saying, I hope a tornado hits, or the Corps of Engineer blows up a levee and floods half a county, or the snowstorm has you close I-70 or whatever. Those things, you just got to be prepared for them. But they do take away your time from other focuses that you might have. But that's okay, because I think that there's a true role there. Collective action really helps people. It gives them strength when things happen. And I also think that we came a long way both in web applications. I mean, when I first was governor, I mean, my gosh, when we see who needed stuff, they were calling us on the phone or faxing us stuff for a generator in an ice storm or whatever. And by getting be able to manage that on the web and get things out more quickly, our faith-based initiative, I think, second to none. I mean, Joplin with 160,000 volunteers, all safe, you know, and that sort of stuff was important. But among some of the hardest decisions I had to make was one that didn't get that much attention, but was closing I-70 in that snowstorm. When you think about what happened in Atlanta, where they just had a little ice storm and they left kids in buses all night in Atlanta, and we were able to close I-70 basically between St. Louis and Kansas City and take care of every person that was on that road and have no injuries or no one hurt, that shows a level of coordination and a level of generosity by communities across that region that opened up their churches, their schools to take care of people in the short run with basically no notice. So the bottom line is, we knew coming in that emergency management was something that I had some experience at as Attorney General, and we wanted to do well. We learned as we went along, and I think we left the state safer and stronger.
What was your darkest or most difficult moment as governor?
You know me, I'm an optimist. I try to always, I mean, what's Nixon's, I've got these 10 laws, but I'm not going to go through those, one of which is a leadership law that says people follow people who appear to know where they're going and appear to be having a good time doing it. So I take the optimism stuff extremely important. But when I got a call about 20 minutes before the Joplin tornado hit. I was downstairs getting ready to work out in the mansion. And I would work out about that time on Sunday evening, because that way I could watch the end of all the NFL games, because I had a TV in front of the elliptical I was getting on. But about 20 minutes before the tornado hit, Ted Ardini, my counsel, called. And he said, there's a weather pattern in Joplin that's really, really bad. And so I flipped to the Weather Channel, and I started to try to work out and quickly couldn't do that, and ended up not leaving that office for about 6 hours down there in the basement of the mansion as we began to do that. But I would say that next morning when I was down there and for the first time was able to see the breadth of the devastation and death, that was just a really, really – you just had to kind of go back in a room and steel yourself and realize this was going to be something that was going to take you a while. There's a pretty famous picture of George Ann that the Kansas City Star took. We came to the top of the hill, and we looked past the hospital, and we looked. It was the first time where – I mean, you've been there – where you realize when you got to the kind of top of that thing how long the tornado path was. 6 miles is a long way on the ground. And there's this picture. George Ann looked that way and then kind of looked back. And I honestly had never seen that look in her eyes any other time. And I felt the same thing. I felt like I needed to show strength. But clearly, the morning after that tornado when we were out in Joplin, it was a very sobering moment.